Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing, and for everyone who wants to know the story behind the book. September is Guide Dog Month, and it is so wonderful that I am welcoming to Joy on Paper someone who knows a lot about guide dogs, Barbara Hinsky. Her book, Guiding Emily, was just released the other day as a Hallmark movie. I am so thrilled to welcome you back to Joy on Paper, Barbara.
Thank you, Patsy. It's wonderful to be back with you.
Well, I am so thrilled. My listeners are so thrilled. And of course, your biggest fan, Rita Moreau. It's just, she was ecstatic.
Wonderful.
I think it was the ninth book in your best-selling Rosemont series that was called When Dream There Be. Well,
Yeah. You
must be a woman of dreams and wishes because your dreams have come true.
They have. Isn't that something? I hope that is encouraging to anybody who's listening out there, that for all your dreams, and there will be plenty of people who will try and discourage you, dissuade you, burst your bubble. But no, just push that aside, because everyday dreams do come true.
Well, that's exactly why I was so thrilled that you could make it today, because, you know, the movie on Hallmark Channel was released on the 8th. It is so amazing. When I read the book, and
thank
I know
you.
When Rita read the book, we both said, this has to be a movie. And we were right.
Thank you. And I have to say, I am just so proud of the job that Hallmark has done. And I don't have all the information yet, but, you know, they've audio described it, and I think they're up for an award for their audio description. The visually impaired people that have contacted me after watching the movie have said that the audio description is fabulous, and I think they're going to get an award for it. So, wow.
Well, they should. And
they should.
Sarah Drew should get an award.
Oh.
She is so amazing. I just, you know, she is playing Emily Main, who becomes blind. The way she acts in this film it blew me away. I thought she was terrific.
Yes. Yeah, there's been a little chatter about an Emmy nomination, which would be such a huge deal and so well-deserved. I was on set for 2 of the 3 weeks of filming and got to observe her working her craft. She is a master. This doesn't happen by accident. She put in a ton of hard work working with blind people to get this right. And if I can just say, during the scene, this isn't a spoiler, where the doctor takes off her bandages after her surgery and she realizes, okay, I am blind. The surgery did not fix the problem. When they were filming that, every single solitary person on set cried. And there were like 75 people on set, and they're not all watching the filming, but it was so emotional. One of the executive producers took his headset off and said, I can watch it. I cannot listen to it between takes, because it was getting more and more emotional. She and her mother, between the final take, were hugging each other, and I could see Sarah's chin quivering. So this is real. This is real, and I just cannot say enough about Sarah Drew.
I have tears in my eyes. I'm crying now just remembering it. It was such a wonderful scene. You know, I knew,
powerful.
Of course, what was going to happen. You know, read the book.
Yeah.
But when the way she did it, it was just, it gave you tingles. It was such a beautifully done scene. You know, I've been in Hollywood. I've seen, you know, behind the camera shots, you know, and I've watched actors work. And it's always really exciting, because 1 minute they can be one way, and then the camera's on, and they transform themselves. And she transformed herself into Emily, the Emily that we got from your book, because your book was so
absolutely
touching. I remember when we read it, and I know that both Rita and I talked about it, and we said, this is so moving. We were so thrilled because, of course, we love the Rosemont series already, and we were so happy that you had this. And then to discover, I want you to explain the background of how you came out with this idea and about Emily Maine and about the story. And mostly, I mean, we have Garth. And I must say, the voice of Garth, I mean, he is so good.
Isn't Eric McCormick fabulous?
He is. I mean,
more, please.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he is the voice of Garth. When he started, I was like, it was amazing.
Yeah, this whole thing was a dream cast. And I'll tell you how the idea came up, but I also want to shout out to Maddie Pinocchio, who plays in the movie, it's Drew, in the book, it's Druv, the coworker. And he's some of everybody's favorite character. He nailed it. He was perfect. So shout out to him. The whole cast was wonderful. But so the idea came, I was at a black tie fundraiser for a local library, and I had donated naming rights to a character in my next book at that library for a live auction. And those naming rights were bought by a woman named Emily May. So there's the right. I was seating at a table next to the development director for the Foundation for Blind Children here in Phoenix, Arizona, where I live. I live a mile from the foundation. I've never toured it. So he said, you and Brian have to come and tour it next week, and we did. I tell you, that was a life-changing moment for me. I was so moved by everything I saw for not just children, but adults. They service an adult population. And so I said, what do you need? What can I do to help? And he said, well, of course, we need money. We're a nonprofit, and I donate half of my royalties from Guiding Emily to the foundation. And we need to raise awareness among the sighted community of the capability of the visually impaired. We need our stories told. So I said, well, a novel can do that. So right there on the spot, I got the idea for Guiding Emily. I met during that tour the prototype for Garth, which was a guide dog named Noki, like the little Italian dumpling. And the foundation was so generous to me in letting me, they gave me white cane training. They let me sit in on counseling sessions with newly blind adults. They all signed waivers, and I'm still friends with some of those people, still in contact, to hear their powerful stories of despair, depression, isolation, fear at the onset of adult acquired blindness. But then as they get training and white cane training and all the rest, as they move back into mastery and independent living. So I was bound and determined to bring that story honorably and accurately on the page. And I used the Garth character, the guide dog who is puppy and then becomes a guide dog, is a first-person narrative character to lighten the story, because otherwise it would be pretty darn heavy. So Garth kind of helps the book not be so hard, and it helps the movie in that respect, too. He's just so cute. And there were 8 dogs that portrayed Garth in the movie.
Well, they're all delightful, and as you said, yes, we really need Garth in there, because it is a difficult subject. And we know, and we see people who are blind, and so often people don't know how to react around them. I think the book itself, something important came out of that, because I think a lot of readers looked at themselves and said, well, what do I do when I see a blind person? Do I sort of step back? Do I sort of like, I don't want to get close to them. I don't want to interact with them. And I think it's changed a lot of people, because I have talked to some of my listeners sent me emails and said, well, I was so happy to hear about this book because, you know, my mother went blind and she's been having problems, and she always feels like people don't want to talk to her anymore because she's blind. Mm-hmm. She didn't go deaf. her mother loves to talk, but people hesitate.
Yeah, the isolation is real. I get emails at least once a week from people adults who have either recently lost their sight, telling me the book has given them hope, or from people who are losing their sight to degenerative diseases, telling me the book has given them courage. So that is just so gratifying to me. And when I decided to sell the screen rights, I wanted to make sure that those messages would be honored. I didn't want this to be, oh, poor little blind girl kind of movie. And the executive producers, Beth Grossbart and Lisa Denberg, made me that promise that the mission of the movie and the message would remain, of the book would remain in the movie, and they delivered on that promise.
They did. They delivered it perfectly. I mean, it is absolutely perfect. Now, of course, you had a connection with Hallmark because one of your wishes had already come true, one of your dreams and your novella had become a Hallmark movie, The Christmas Club, which people can see every December and July, because July is also Christmas in July. And that is a beautiful, beautiful story. And that will be going playing for hundreds of years from now, I think.
I think so.
So you had a connection. You knew Hallmark, and I'm sure they were thrilled when you came to them with this project.
I think so. I mean, I think it was brave for them because it's not right within their wheelhouse of a traditional sort of romance. You know, here the love story is primarily between Emily and her guide dog. And so the movie is stepping out of their comfort zone, and that's a brave thing to do for any business that is being very successful with a certain way, but they did that, and I'm pulling out of my stack. I keep everything, of course, all the accolades. And there was an online publication review that title is Guiding Emily Shows the Potential of the Hallmark Movie. Wow. They should be so proud of that. I am so proud of them.
Well, that's why when I said I think she has an Emmy-winning performance, not every Hallmark performance is, you know, considered, although they're great performances.
Right.
But this one is a breakout. I think it is a breakout for them. And I hope that she gets nominated I think she's,
I do too.
She's so beautiful. Yeah. And Sarah Drew is just everything you would have wanted in Emily. She's everything. She's got the smile and the way she moves, everything about her. And then, oh boy, when she's hugging Garth, it is a love story.
It is a love story, and it is such a feel-good story. And Hallmark was very honorable to the visually impaired community as well, because every single character in that movie who is blind, and there are a lot of them, with the exception of Sarah, Emily, is an actual blind actor in real life. They brought in people from all over Canada to do that at some expense. So, you know, kudos to Hallmark.
Wonderful opportunity.
Putting in the work to get it right,
Yeah, I mean, for blind people, they don't get a lot of opportunities to be in a film, so it must be thrilling for them.
Right.
Of course, it was shot in Victoria, Canada, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So beautiful. And as reviewers have commented all over social media, Emily's mother's house is an absolute dream. That is eye candy to the max. We all want to move in with Martha, I'll tell you that. Didn't you love that house?
Oh, I did. I loved it. The location is perfect. The casting is perfect. I hope, and I know all of us, my listeners and Rita Moreau, we're all praying and hoping and wishing, because wish is a big part of your life, that there will be another Emily movie, because we have not seen enough of Emily and Garth.
Well, and I think I'm not going to give away the ending, but they certainly ended it in a way that would suggest there might be more, and it might become an actual series.
That's what I was hoping. I was hoping. I can see a lot of potential for that. I love the ending. Actually, is like crying out, this is a series. We need more. We need more of Sarah Drew. We need more of Garth and all of the other characters around. The supporting cast.
Wonderful.
I mean, they are really perfect. It's like they were always together.
Yes. Yeah. And the feeling on set was absolutely that. It was such an energetic feeling of camaraderie among the cast and among the crew. When I arrived on set, people knew this was important. This was a project that would change lives. And the visually impaired community is, and the guide dog communities, are ecstatic. And anybody, if I can put in this plug, people can request that Hallmark make this into a series, and I think they, and I know they look at that. So the place to write is viewers, plural, viewers at hallmarkmedia.com. So if you write in and say, hey, loved the movie, let's make it a series, that will be enormously helpful to that.
Well, my listeners are going to do that. We're all going to be ready. I'm going to, that's the first thing I do. When I get home today, that's what I'm going to do, because I want a series. I haven't had enough of them. I love them. And the fact that, you know, of course, you have four books in the series now. So we have a lot of stories, a lot of wonderful stories. And I love the idea that also they will use real, you know, blind people who will be employed, you know, it's so important.
It was so moving. I got to address the blind extras that were, they were a lot of sitting, or as you well know, there's a lot of sitting around and not much filming that goes on in that 14-hour day. So they were congregated in an auditorium, and they asked me if I would come and address the group, and I did, and I was just, I was moved to hear their stories. This is important stuff.
It is important, and you've done a terrific job, as you said, you donate to
Foundation for Blind Children.
Foundation for Blind Children. There's also, if you go to Guide Dogs of America website, you can find out more about guide dogs in general. You can find out how you can get involved. You can, and I think one of the nice things is to for people to do tours like this that inspire them to give more.
Well, and that's another thing. So I think the movie really highlights that we need more puppy raisers out there, because it's a 2-year wait to get a guide dog. 2 years. 3 members of the crew signed up to be puppy raisers while we were filming, and I'm hoping more people as a result of the movie will do that. And if I can just direct people, if you go to my author, Barbara Hinsky, Facebook page, I have a post there with a link to all the information for all of the guide dog schools. I believe it's all of them in the United States. So you can look at the ones in your area to see if you want to investigate being a puppy raiser. And you can certainly change lives that way.
I didn't realize it's a 2-year waiting list?
2 years, because they just don't have it. So can you imagine that?
Oh, wow.
That's a long time.
I'm positive that Guiding Emily, the Hallmark movie, will inspire people to get involved and will inspire people to be more thoughtful about the blind. And as I said, remember, blind people they're not deaf, and they love to talk.
Yes.
And you don't have to be afraid of asking them questions, because they will tell you, you know, as much as they can handle, but they are appreciative of having the opportunity to interact with people.
Absolutely. There is no question about that. People, just like everybody else, nobody wants to be ignored and isolated.
Barbara, you have done a terrific job. Your dreams have come true in so many ways. And your goodness and the fact that you just jumped in with doing a book. I mean, it's not everybody who would just say, okay, I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to write a book that's faithful to the cause, and I'm going to help people. And then on top of it, I'm going to give a portion to the organization. So I think, Barbara Hinsky, you are terrific. You are just a wonderful, warm human being. And that comes through in your books. And even, you know, a long time ago when I started reading, which one was one of the first series? The Paws?
Oh, Paws and Pastries.
And Pastries. You know, I love Paws and Pastries because I used to have a little bakery shop myself. So I read it.
Oh, my God.
I read it not for the Paws part. I read it for the pastry part.
Sure.
But
I love knowing that.
I mean, I even write. Back then, I knew that you were a great writer, and Rosemont, of course, proved it. I think there was, how many books in that series? I don't know.
Nine of them.
So,
and there will be more.
And there will be more.
It.
And what about more?
You have been so supportive.
Well, sometimes on drawing paper, I just fall in love with an author. There's something about him, and I think it is the personality of the author shines through, the goodness of the author. And I feel it, and then I become enthusiastic, and I want to do everything to help promote it. And as I said, we knew right away that this was going to be a movie, and I'm going to do everything to help make it a series, because we want to see more of Emily and Garth. I love it. Garth needs more dialogue.
He does.
Yeah.
And I think he probably will next time. Yeah. People love him.
Yeah, you can punch up his dialogue. That, you know, in Hollywood, when I was working on films, they'd all say, well, punch up that guy's dialogue. And I'd say, okay. So I'm sure you can come up with some clever ideas for Garth, too, because he's in your heart and he's in your soul.
Oh, he is absolutely in my heart and soul.
Well, I have to let you go because I promised I'd let you out at 11:29. It's exactly 11:29.
Thank you.
Have You're a wonderful, amazing. Wonderful day. And my listeners
you
are
too.
Going
Thank
to be
so
emailing Hallmark. Thank you again. Barbara Hinsky, you
Thank
are an
you
amazing
so
woman.
Thank you so much. You and Rita have been endlessly supportive, and I'm so grateful.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, she's wonderful. She jumped in and did the program, although she had to run exactly at 11:30 to an appointment. So I was so thrilled that she could join us today. Barbara Hinsky, her website is barbarahinsky.com. You can go there, and also Guide Dogs of America. And you might want to become, raise a puppy. Wow, for 2 years. That would be wonderful. Bye-bye now.